You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. I'm Carrie Lutz. This is Financial Survival Network, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report, and this is Triple Lutz Report 494. So as you may have known, if you listened to a few of the more recent shows, I'm in Thailand. I'm living the life of a digital nomad. It's been a real blast. I've met some incredible people here. Thai people really are the most gracious, warmest, friendliest people you'll ever come into contact with. I spent time with somebody who's an FSN community member. I met his wife, their friends, and wound up hanging out with them for a number of days, and it's been great. So fast forward, have a medical emergency. It's what you always dread when you travel, and I have traveled a lot. The worst I ever wound up doing was going to a doctor's office because I had a cold or a sinus infection, something like that. And that was in the United States. But here I am in Thailand, in a city that is south of Bangkok, Pattaya. And, you know, I'm hanging out here with my friends, and I notice, like, I'm starting to get something's happening to my eye. And I've had a lot of issues with my eyes, never vision threatening, thank goodness. But over the years, had RK, that's refractive surgery, that caused me to become extremely farsighted, to have what's called higher order aberration, meaning halos and things like that, like glare at night. And I've basically addressed it all. I've been fine. You know, many, many years ago, I had a retinal tear, small retinal tear on the very, very peripheral of my retina. Had it laser surgery 30 years ago, not thinking anything about it. Now, fast forward to a few years ago, I have this thing called a vitreous gel detachment. And your eye is filled with vitreous gel. And in when you get to my advanced age, you know, mid-60s, it's not unusual to have a detachment. In fact, you could have it as early as 50 years old. So I had it in my left eye a few years ago, went right off to the ophthalmologist. You know, I was seeing floaters, flashes. And what they do is they can't really see the vitreous detachment, but they diagnose it by the process of elimination. He told me then, look, you're having a vitreous gel detachment and it should go away in 2 weeks. And the giveaway is the fact you're having this big floater. And I've had floaters before. They fall to the bottom of the eye and not really, your brain filters them out. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, it was gone. Didn't think anything of it. So here I am in Thailand and I see this thing happen again. I figure it's just a vitreous gel detachment. Let's see what happens. And the first day or two, nothing happened. But then couple of days ago, 3 days ago, I start walking down the street and it's like, I think, wow, that's weird. It looks like black ink is on my eye. And then after a few minutes, it dissolves. I think, well, that's interesting. We have to keep an eye on that. I don't know. Maybe I got something in my eye on the street here. And then a few hours later, it happens again. And I realize that this ink is actually blood. And I'm freaked out. I'm not sure what to do. I'm freaked out. It's my eyes. You know, it's one thing, you hurt your knee, you hurt your ankle, you break a finger, whatever, you deal with it, but your eyes are your eyes. And, you know, I'm sitting around a few hours in my room figuring out what to do, and it's happening periodically. So finally, I call up my friend and I say, look, actually, I think I texted him, said, I'm having this problem. What do you think I should do? And one of the guys is English. He said, well, you know, I told him I put in a call to my friend in the States, but it was 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning there, and he wasn't going to be able to help me for a couple hours. I didn't really want to call him and wake him up. And so the next thing I know, other Thai friend, her grandfather is an ophthalmologist at one of the most prestigious hospitals in Bangkok. And she calls him up and he says, go immediately to the branch of the Bangkok hospital that's near here. And it's 2 miles from my hotel. So I take a taxi over. It took forever to get there. And, you know, I go talk to the eye doctors and I was amazed. The level of care, the quality, the consideration, the way in which I was treated by the staff was just incredible. And I talked to the eye doctor, said, we got to dilate you so we can look and see what's going on in the eye. And I'm calling in the retinologist. So she was away. She came back in, took about an hour for her to get back. They kept pouring different drops in my eye, like 6 different times to dilate it. Well, I start getting scans. I start going, one machine after the next. The equipment was state of the art. They had this thing called an OCT scanner, and that actually maps your retina. And the doctor was extremely thorough. And after all the tests were done, she calls me in the office, says, I got good news for you and I got bad news. What do you want to hear first? I said, give me the good news. She said, the good news is you don't have a retinal detachment, which is really problematical. They can fix it, but your vision will be impaired. She says, what you do have is a tear right in that area where you had the tear the last time. Probably happened when the fluid was detaching from the retina. And look, there's some blood vessels there. I recommend laser surgery to you. And I looked at her. I looked at all the equipment. The fact, I'm very knowledgeable about, from a layperson standpoint, about ophthalmological matters, having had experience with them before. So I said, go for it. So takes me to a new, I guess it was an eczema laser, spends about 15 minutes zapping my retina, effectively spot welding my retina back together onto the back of the eye. And it was a little uncomfortable at times, but they had anesthetized the eye. And, you know, then after I get it done and I wait around for like 10 or 15 minutes, I can't see anything because both of my pupils are dilated and it's letting in all the light. So I had to wait around for like 15, 20 minutes till they closed up a little bit. Then I took a taxi back to the hotel and then I was fine. I mean, I've still got blurriness in the eye because the blood that seeped into the fluid, it's going to take a few weeks to 2 months to drain out. And then there's some floaters. Those will eventually sink down to the bottom of the eye, as will the blood. But it was a scary thing. But what made me realize is, you know, the care that I received in the hospital was every bit as good as the care that I've gotten in the United States. In this case, I wouldn't have had this procedure done in a hospital. I would have gone to an eye clinic. I have an ophthalmologist who I trust a lot. He is a former chief resident at the Bascom Palmer Institute, which during its day, still around, but I think at the time was the top eye institute in the world. I knew people that went there who are blind and literally walked out seeing. So I would have gone to him, and I will be getting a follow-up with him when I get back next week. It's just, it freaked me out, but the fact is that they handled it. Like I said, would have been done outpatient at a doctor's office. And that's it for now. We will come back later.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.